Let's talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. Now, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem is streaming on Paramount Plus. It is the latest animated movie concerning the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Essentially, they're getting a radically different, not too different, but different origin story. And I'll spoil that for you. Just that part I will spoil. It does involve one of the villains kind of playing a part in the creation, accidentally, of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But beyond that, it's really, it sticks to the original, besides that little change, which they did purely for the story. Now, some people felt some type of way because of the casting. I mean, some people are like, oh my God, Seth Rogen again. Some people felt some way about Ice Cube. There's definitely a demographic that felt some type of way about April O'Neil being black. But honestly, it's like, she's a fucking reporter. What the fuck does her complexion have to do with shit? Nothing. So yeah, you could fuck off, because honestly, that affected the story in no way, form, or fashion. Now, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles have not always been shown as fucking teenagers. I feel like the first movie, they were teenagers. I feel like the first cartoon, you also felt like they were kind of teenagers, but also they seemed like very adultish, to be honest. Like they were irresponsible in a sense, but they didn't feel like teenagers, honestly, in the cartoon. You know, they just felt like they were just kind of unaware of the world. But I feel like in the movie, they felt, you know, kind of teenagerish in the first one, but like older, maybe like 19, 20. In this, they're fucking teenagers. Like 100%, they're fucking teenagers. They're literally kind of built like teenagers, to be honest. Like in every incarnation that we see, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they're fucking big. Like, they look like they're in their fucking... like, they look big as shit. Especially the ones with Megan goddamn Fox. The latest live-action ones. Those are not teenagers. These motherfuckers sound like they're goddamn 30-something. These are fucking teenagers. And they don't know shit about the world because they literally have been living in a sewer like they're supposed to have been. And I really like that. I like that they're actually teenagers. They've never really been out. They've only been on rooftops and shit like that. You know, only late at night, the dead at night, have they been out. And I like that in the sense of, like, everything's so brand new to them when they finally encounter April and she, you know, kind of shows them the world and their introduction to April, who was, you know, their first real human interaction. That was done great. And I think nobody else has done that. And I love that this cartoon did that. And I think the way they did it also worked. I love that April wasn't fucking perfect, because honestly, in everything, with exception, I mean, pretty much in everything, she was kind of done as if like she was just kind of perfect. Here she wasn't. She was flawed. Well, she was normal. I won't say she's flawed. She had a personality that felt it fit. And now, granted, I like the first April O'Neil too. Live action first April O'Neil, also I enjoy. But I like that. I also, like I said, I love that they were teenagers, never did anything, which made their fight scenes interesting. Because if I say that they've never really been out, like, these guys weren't, in this cartoon movie, they're not already fucking superheroes. They're not. When you meet them, they're not fucking heroes already. Like I said, they've never been out in the world. They've really, like, had no interaction. So it's interesting to see that. I love their relationship with April. Jackie Chan plays Master Splinter, which I liked. I didn't have no real complaints about this. There's not just one villain. There's two, but the other villain is really more of a setup for the villain we really want to see, which we won't get unless they do a sequel, which I was concerned about because as I watched the movie with my kids, which they enjoyed, my girls enjoyed it. As I watched it with them, which, you know, they sat and watched, I kept thinking about, you know, the villain we've all grown up with as it pertains to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Because this one does have, like, a lot of the fucking turtle characters. This has a lot of turtle villains in it. And some that aren't actually villains, and, you know, they have a lot of characters. So, to not get the one that everybody pretty much thinks about, their main nemesis, it's kind of like, huh. But, can't spoil it for you. So, all in all, my kids were able to sit through it, watch it. I was able to sit through and watch it. It really fit for this generation. A lot of older people like myself may be like, oh, this ain't the Turtles I grew up with. Yeah, it's fucking not, because this isn't your generation. Like, the music is different. It fits. The animation style, that, oh, was very unique. It's, I really, like, from the gate, you notice the animation style. And to be honest, I liked it because it was fucking different. It looked like a mixture of paint and art at the same time. And I liked the way that looked. Yeah, I really liked it. All in all, man, I'm looking forward to a sequel. I hope they do a sequel. I would definitely watch a sequel. And it's the weekend, and if you got the time, I would definitely recommend Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, which is streaming on Paramount Plus. If you don't have Paramount Plus, I definitely say go do a free trial, because Paramount Plus, besides Mutant Mayhem, has a lot of shit on it. You know, Special Ops Lioness, I recommend that. They have the Scream franchise on there. Transformers is there. It's definitely, like, Paramount Plus is one of the few ones I feel like is worth paying for, because they have a good bit of shit on there. So, Teenage Mutant Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, definitely check it out. It's a new beginning and take on the Ninja Turtles that we've honestly have not seen. But I'm all for it, and I would definitely look forward to a sequel. You can find Let's Talk About Flicks on Facebook, and Facebook only. You may see an Instagram page that I can't access. That shit is blocked. Fuck Instagram. Facebook, Let's Talk About Flicks, same name. Check me out. Find me. Like me. Follow me. Like me. Follow me. Facebook. Let's Talk About Flicks. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. Check it out. Paramount Plus.